All right. It is 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to KCAW Sitka. And I'm joined in the studio this morning with some folks from the Party Externship. Can you all hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
And I would love to just start with quick introductions. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself, Jalal and Karen?
Sure. I'll go first. I'm Jalal Awan. Electrical engineer by background and originally from Pakistan. I'm pursuing my PhD, currently in my fourth year at the Party Rand Graduate School. And we've been here in Sitka for, about 3 weeks now, doing this community partner externship. And I'm placed with the Sitka Conservation Society, working on a couple of projects, which we can talk in detail about.
Wonderful. So you've been in Sitka. Did you catch that beautiful stretch of sunny weather by chance?
Yes, we did.
Oh,
that
good.
Was our first couple of weeks. So yeah, kind of disappointed with the weather now.
That was quite the introduction to Sitka. And how about you?
Hi, this is Karen Drew. I'm from China, and I'm the classmate of Jalal, and we are both studying for a PhD in public policy analysis at the Party Rand Graduate School. And I'm here in Sitka partnering with the Sitka Food Co-op and trying to help develop a case study that covers institutional history, operational practices, and try to identify some pathways forward. And I'm an anthropologist by training and really excited to get this opportunity.
That's wonderful. And so you've both said the word externship. Could one of you explain what exactly an externship is?
In this case, an externship is an opportunity where we actually engage with the community and work with research questions that communities have raised. It's different from an internship where you actually do learning and shadowing with a institution. In this case, you actually go out to the community. I think that's what the externship means.
That's wonderful. And that's so exciting. I mean, we're so glad to have you both in Sitka. And I would love to hear a little bit, I think, about the work at the Sitka Food Co-op and at Sitka Conservation Society. Why Sitka and why right now?
I can answer that. So why Sitka was, I think it was relatively easy for the school to choose this place just because nature and demographics of the community here. It's a very small, closed-knit community. So small project, considerably small in the sense that if you were doing it in a big city, the impact would probably not really be felt. So this community affords us that opportunity. And I'm working on one project actually related to food security in Sitka, which happens to be a glaring concern. Mm-hmm. Here we were intimidated by the grocery store prices in our first couple of days here, even coming from LA. And then the other project that I'm engaged with involves energy resilience. So I think, the community itself affords us the opportunity to pilot test some of the solutions to these glaring problems.
Wow. So, go ahead.
I can chime in here. Why Sitka? Part of the reason is, as Jalal has mentioned, that it's such a close-knit community and it has vibrant civil societies at work, and also really vibrant citizen science, which is really interesting from a research perspective. And Why right now? I would say it's not just right now, although COVID does provide a really interesting opportunity to learn more about the economy and social structure of Sitka after COVID. And it is to note that this is actually a 10-year partnership between the Party Rand Graduate School and the Sitka community. So it's going to be definitely a long-term engagement.
That's wonderful. And you mentioned, Karen and Jalal, the Sitka Food Co-op. You mentioned the Sitka Conservation Society. What other community partners are involved in this project?
We are based, our office space is the Sitka Sound Science Center. And in order to better understand the two organizations that we work with, we actually talk to a wide range of groups and individuals. And in my case, I was reaching out broadly to food-related networks in Sitka.
Wonderful.
Sorry, yeah, I was just gonna add, I was surprised by the plethora of nonprofits working in such a small space, which is great. About almost close to 100 501c3s registered in Sitka.
Expensive so, food and many nonprofits. That's Sitka's tech. wonderful. So it sounds like this work is heavily community centered. You're doing some pilot work on food security and other community-based projects. What is the end goal for your time in Sitka? How will you know you've been successful here?
So I came in with three distinct tasks to complete during 6 weeks, which is not a lot of time. My first task was looking at the installation of solar panels in a small facility that the Sitka Conservation Society inherited up in Pelican. Mm-hmm. So that was an interesting project, which I just finished. So that included what the material would go for the solar setup and where we could potentially salvage some of the materials to power up this facility, which is pretty big in size, but will hopefully be fully solar powered.
Wow.
And then my second task, and then I'll let Karen share her work too, is on looking at the Building Back Better agenda by President Biden and the provisions included in the American Rescue Act and American Jobs Plan to see opportunities for funding within the domains of energy and food security that the Sitka Conservation Society and the community writ large could potentially target. The food security project is basically feasibility for a hydroponics facility in Sitka, which sounds exciting.
Yeah. That does sound exciting. Wow, big project. And Karen, what is your end goal on this project?
Much narrower compared with Jalal's scope. I'm here to develop a case study for the Sitka Food Co-op. It covers institutional history of the co-op over 10 years. I also try to observe their operational procedures to see if there are some challenges that lies in this the food co-op's operations. And I also try to project the future of the food co-op and provide some recommendations going forward. And the food co-op is actually really interested in making its model transferable to help other communities facing similar issues of food security in a constrained setting. So part of my task is also to develop some transferable how-to guide to see if the lessons from the food co-op here can be helpful for other communities.
Wow. So taking what Sitka has learned from making a food co-op and supporting other communities to do something similar. That's really exciting.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it.
Wow. And so this partnership, Karen, you said has been going on, or it's a 10-year partnership. Where are we in that process? Are we 8 years in, 1 year in?
We are at the very beginning. We are the second cohort of students doing the externship in Sitka. And a few months ago, the first cohort just completed their externship.
Wow. So that sounds like a good thing for Sitka. We're just at the beginning of this partnership that will hopefully have some many more smart people like both of you coming in to help us solve some of these really difficult problems.
I think the community members are smarter than us. We are probably book smart, but I definitely learn more from the community.
Well, it sounds like, oh, go ahead, Jalal.
I was just going to echo what Karen said. I've learned so much, and I don't know if it's appropriate to name people here on this forum. It's a small town. Anonymity is
If you have people to thank, that usually goes over well.
Elizabeth Bagley from the Climate Action Task Force, Katie Riley from the Sitka Conservation Society, Scott Brilinski, who is a jack of all trades, local here. He was very helpful in showing me his solar setup and the specifics of freezing weather for solar equipment generally. So I was not familiar with that and learned a lot.
Wow. And I mean, and we're getting near the end of our time, but it sounds like this is really an externship that is set up to sort of rely on what the community is already thinking about, already needing. Is that intentionally structured that way? And could one of you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so before we depart, we received some training on community partnered research and community-based research. And we are trying to actively apply these concepts in our externship. So I think that's actually, that is part of the plan.
And one of the best things I found about how the city administration and the Tribe of Alaska works is the availability of so much information that is publicly accessible in terms of the city's priorities, the tribe's priorities, and that helps us narrow down on what projects we would choose.
That's really exciting, and we are so glad to have you. Sitka has many, many different problems that need lots of solving, and many wonderful things as well. But as every community does, we need smart people to support us. Jalal and Karen, it has been such a pleasure to have you on the air this morning. I'm curious, you're working on these relatively short-term projects. Will there be any opportunity for the broader Sitka community to chat with you or learn more about these projects that you're working on? And if not, are there other resources that folks interested in learning more could go track down?
I will be at the Food Co-op Tuesday food distribution all day. So feel free to drop by and chat with me. And my office is at the Sitka Sound Science Center Library. If you get a chance to visit us, feel free.
Excellent. So Karen will be at the Sitka Food Co-op on Tuesday. And Jalal, where can we find out more about your work?
At the Highliner Coffee place.
Excellent.
Or at the Sitka Sound Science Center. Yeah.
Wonderful. All right. You are truly integrated into the community. Well, this morning I've been joined by Jalal Awan and Karen Zhu from the Pardee Rand Graduate School. They're doing an externship in Sitka, focusing on some of what sounds like Sitka's sort of biggest, most challenging problems on food security, sustainability, and we're grateful to have you. You can find more information on our website at kcw.org. You can track one of these two down at their offices in the Sitka Sound Science Center or at the Food Co-op. And Jalal and Karen, anything else we should know right now? We're so excited to have you here.
I like to use two words to summarize my experience so far, which is to collaborate and co-luminate. Ooh. I just find it really inspiring.
Co-luminate. Great. That's very articulate, very very concise. Jalal, did you come with your with your two words?
I'd just like to take this opportunity to thank the community for having us.
Wonderful. Well, thank you both for being here with us. And we're going to get back to our regular programming with some weather updates. But thank you both and have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.